I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay, and this time, a winter quest for the perfect biscuit.
Leslie Marchessault of Provincetown has gotten serious about her biscuit recipes.
I decided that I wanted to just try out a bunch of recipes because when I was a kid making biscuits, the only thing I made were drop biscuits, and I had no idea what this other world was, really, in biscuit making.
The other world Leslie's talking about is rolled biscuits, the kind that are cut into circles or squares and often served as part of a breakfast sandwich. These rely on a technique called lamination.
Lamination is when you take dough and you fold it. So lamination is what happens when you make a croissant. That's how you achieve those layers in croissants. But with the biscuit technique, you want the flour and the butter to not really marry. And a good way of making your biscuits have those layers is by doing just a couple of folds.
Basically, instead of doing lots and lots of folds, for biscuits, you just do a few so that the butter is still visible. And there are some other secrets, as Leslie shows me. First of all, she's already grated her butter and then frozen it, so that it melts as little as possible while she mixes. Then she tosses it with the dry ingredients and very gently mixes in buttermilk and heavy cream. Finally, she turns the dough out onto a lightly floured counter and pats it gently into a rectangle. Then it's time to start folding.
So now I'm going to take this bench scraper and just kind of go underneath the dough, and what we want to do is just fold it in thirds.
The dough is incredibly wet. Leslie has to dip her bench scraper in flour between each use, but she manages to fold it into thirds twice.
And then when you cut it and you bake it, you'll have like the Pillsbury, you know, where you like you peel off one layer after another that I think a lot of people are really trying to go for. And then when you put it on your tongue, it's just this little piece of buttery heaven, really.
Leslie says it's best to cook these biscuits almost touching to make them rise extra high. And the recipe she likes recommends doing this in a cast iron skillet. And though you might like the look of round biscuits, she says square ones are much more practical because you don't want to keep reshaping scraps. It makes the biscuits dense instead of tender. These are her major tips for rolled biscuits. But Leslie also loves drop biscuits, and she's been playing around with the basic outline of her beloved childhood recipe.
I decided that we could do a little Pepsi challenge and have the recipe as it exists, you know, from my childhood, just normal with Crisco and milk, and then also one that's a little bit jazzed up. So the regular one just has regular all-purpose flour, baking powder, salt, and we're going to add Crisco and regular milk. And then the new jazzed up one has that fancy pastry flour.
Pastry flour has less protein than regular flour, which makes it lighter. And the one Leslie's using in this new jazzed up recipe comes from a local mill in western Massachusetts.
And then we're going to add butter and buttermilk instead of Crisco and milk and see what kind of difference it makes.
The drop biscuits are much easier. Leslie simply mixes together the ingredients in a bowl and plops piles of dough about the size of a tomato onto a baking sheet, this time with plenty of space between them. My daughter has come along on this interview and is waiting
Five,
patiently.
4, 3, yeah. 2, 1.
They
can I have one?
Smell amazing.
That noise is the delightful sound of laminated biscuits coming out of the oven in a hot, sizzling pool of butter. We taste all three recipes, and they're each delicious in their own way. Leslie says in her quest to find the ultimate biscuit, she's realized she likes variety. She has a favorite drop biscuit recipe and a favorite folded biscuit recipe, which we'll share. But she's still constantly trying new flours or cornmeal or different butters, because it turns out the real fun is the experimenting and, of course, the tasting.
Oh, mm-hmm.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Did you guys ever hear that joke about the biscuits? There are two little biscuits in the oven, and one of them says, "Ooh, it's really hot in here." And the other one says, "Oh my God, a talking biscuit."
Well, that's some true biscuit devotion. We've got a bunch of Leslie Marchessault's favorite biscuit recipes on our website at capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.